Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
Welcome to the GigCast. This is GigCast show 194 for, let's just call it, the last week of March 2010. I'm sorry, that's 2010, right? 2010, 2010?
Yes, 2010. 2010. We're not doing
you know
2010
what? You know,
because it's the future.
Let's start off right on a tangent, shall we? I heard a newscaster say 2009 the other day. She said, back in 2009, when have you ever heard anybody say 2009?
Me when I tried to get that started around here, and everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
Right, it was 2009. It was not 2009. But she said back in 2009. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you never hear anyone say back in 1909.
Exactly.
Or say 1909.
Right.
So
exactly. No, that makes sense. But because the 2009 was 2009. It was just really a mouthful. It was just, the 2000 thing was only like a 9-year blip. But now it's. Yeah, but anyway,
it's the future soon.
So this is GigCast 194, and my co-host once again, as you can tell, is Kevin Heyman from SweatshopStudios.net.
And oh boy, am I worked up! Yeah,
and Aaron Apprentice. Yeah, and we got some great stuff talking to tonight. We're gonna talk some more about MegaCon now that Kevin's back on the show with us. He can let us know his thoughts and views of what happened to MegaCon, and then we've got some webcomic news to talk about. We get the TBBA Spotlight, of course, with Brian Anderson once again with the 3 brand new picks this week instead of, and let's see what else we have. I don't know, maybe some other stuff, maybe not. More rambling, I'm sure. And we're going to get to all that and more right after this.
Hello. I'm Clinton from Comedy Forecast. Did you know that every 60 seconds, a minute is lost? It's true. A minute where someone, somewhere, could be listening to an outstanding speculative fiction podcast. But sadly, they don't know where to turn. Yes, the interwebs are full of directories listing every podcast under the moon, but how is a listener ever to hope to find quality shows in such a maelstrom of names and bad show artwork? Won't you help? All it takes is for you to go to ParsecAwards.com and nominate your favorite speculative fiction podcast, like the one you're listening to right now. Okay, you're listening to me right now, but stop being so literal. You know what I mean. Don't delay. Do it now. You only have until June 1st. Go to ParsecAwards.com and nominate your favorite speculative fiction podcast. That's ParsecAwards.com. With your nominations, there's hope. Even hope that I'll win an award for this dramatic plea. Thank you.
And we're back. Ferris Bueller be damned. Although that's been in other movies, hasn't it? I'm sure it has.
Probably.
But that still just screams Ferris for those of us who grew up in the 80s.
Oh, save Ferris, save John Ferris. Hughes, we hardly knew you.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Wow. Forgot about
that.
Yeah.
He's dead. Ferris Bueller's
all
turning
those movies,
into an old man.
All those movies. Those the Better Off Dead, the Ferris Bueller, the
well, Brad,
16
that,
Candles.
That was, I hate what? To be a nerd, but Better Off Dead was actually Savage Steve Holland.
That wasn't John Hughes?
Nope. Savage Steve Holland, the creator of Eek the Cat, directed that film.
Whoa. Okay, so never mind. I was wrong.
It's okay.
You know what? I've been wrong before, and I'm sure I'll be wrong again. It's just the way it goes.
Okay. You know what you're wrong for?
What?
Introducing me to Phineas and Ferb. I can't get away from it now.
You can't. It's great, though, man.
I hurts you.
And the thing is, it's always on the Disney Channel. You turn it on, it's going to be Phineas and Ferb.
More often than not. May you fall down face first on pavement with your hands.
Oh, tell me you don't enjoy it.
I can't do that, but I can curse you nonetheless.
You know what I need to get, and they don't have them? Dr. Doofenshmirtz had a spacesuit the other night, and it had an EI Inc. Logo on the front of his space shirt, the spacesuit. Mm-hmm. I got to make a shirt with that, because I can't find them. For Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
It's Disney. Just give it time. It'll be out.
That's awesome. Anyway, yes. You know what? Oh, by the way, those of you who visited us at MegaCon, I just waited and waited and waited, and nobody said the magic word. If you had said the magic phrase, you would have gotten a complete set of Night Gig books and pins and my everlasting gratitude. We had a Perry the Platypus hanging out on our sign behind us. Few people did mention Perry, right? Said, oh, look, there's Perry. But nobody came up and said, oh, there you are, Perry. If somebody had walked up and just said, oh, there you are, Perry, it would have made my entire day.
Yeah.
Would have made my convention. It would have been perfect. But it didn't happen. Those of you who watch Phineas and Ferb know what I'm talking about. Just one of them things. Just one of those things.
You know, speaking of people coming up, I actually had one fan come up to my table at MegaCon, and it was interesting, and I do not remember the guy's name, and I apologize heartily
humbly
for not remembering the guy's name. Of course, I don't remember if he gave me his name. I had like three people at the table at that point.
That's the guy that walked up and quoted the last line you had posted on the one?
He quoted Sean's dialogue from the last panel from last week, or the week before last, yes.
That was awesome.
It was. It was creepy, and that's one of my first experiences with someone knowing who the heck I am.
He's your Uber fan.
The Uber fan lives in the same town as me and has known me since high school, and... Yeah.
Oh, really?
Paul.
Oh, okay, him. But I'm saying the guy that walked up. Obviously, must have been a huge fan to walk up and quote your comic to you.
Yes. It's always scary when someone comes up and quotes something you spent about 10 seconds thinking of for dialogue, going, oh, what's going in this word balloon? Yeah. Tappa, 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 tappa. And they tell you you're a good writer.
Yeah, he did say he loved that quote, so that worked.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked to you about MegaCon yet. Long since we've already started on that. Let's just keep going down this path.
All right. Well, overall, four of us survived that experience. I got out with a harpoon straight through my leg, but
But that gimpy leg kept us fed for 3 weeks waiting for rescue ship to arrive.
You darn Skippy, the new one's made out of porcelain.
That's right.
But I don't know why porcelain. But no, it was fun. It was a smaller group. It was a little more subdued than the first year I was there.
Well, yeah.
Of course, I was also like three or four people away from Carl.
Carl was actually pretty relatively mellow. I think sharing a table with Krishna really kept him under wraps there a little bit.
Which, you know what? I also want to make a small request for the next MegaCon.
Yeah, okay.
I do not want to be at the end of the MegaCon, of the Night Gig Row this next time. And there's a specific reason. I keep getting stuck between two immensely talented people, whoever is on one side, and then the non-Night Gig person on the other. And I tend to get, like, people will walk around me like I have the plague. They see the person next to me stuff, and then they go to the other person's stuff, and they look at mine
they
like...
kind of glance and walk away. Nah, you don't know what you're talking about, dude. I mean, how many other people there... I had another guy ordering commissions for stickers.
Well, yeah, true. And I do need to email him soon.
Yeah, it's really cool. My the front of my laptop now proudly sports the Dalek you drew. Was it in 06? Or 08?
Yeah,
was it 08? 08, yeah. And so, yeah. So and
that's funny. Mine now sports my Super Mario, my Hellboy, my Inspector Gadget, and my Dalek.
And what the funny thing is that his laptop had no stickers on it. It had the one. Right? It had the one?
I don't remember. Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Yes.
It had just the one.
It had a Gecko State sticker on it.
Yeah, and mine's covered with all kinds of stuff, but mostly ukulele stickers.
Yeah.
I got the DFTBA records. I got that sticker on there.
Needed a Dalek.
I did. And what I love best is that the Dalek's weapons are pointing at my Apple sticker.
Ha! Okay,
now, I didn't do that on purpose, but it works. It works. And the Apple sticker's on there because I do have an iPod, even though this is a Dell running Windows 7. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Now, but besides that, I mean, you probably can't call it a profitable cooking convention, but I think you had a decent,
I think overall I made about $100-something, which was pretty good considering all that was on, stuff drawn there for people.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you covered your table.
So worth the crap this time, but
so you covered your table and dinner, you know, that's something. That's not
who
bad.
Were those two guys that went with us to dinner? The two older guys.
The two older guys, they're local. It's an artist that lives local here in St. Pete. He does women on bikes and stuff like that, you know, the kind of pinup art type stuff. Mm-hmm. And his brother.
Those guys were cool.
Yeah, they were very cool. And we also, that was at the Night Gig dinner, we also had the Ferret and Scooter and Ferret guys, folks, were there too.
Yes, we did.
Talked about them last show. I don't have the website up. I can't remember their last names right now, so I'm. But yeah, we had some good people.
Uh huh.
At the Night Gig dinner.
And I got to sit next to Kit this year,
which
was cool.
The entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How could you manage it? Well, technically, last time we were at the convention, you guys were there. You weren't an item at that point.
No, we weren't.
So we couldn't plan ahead to have you sit next to each other. We would have.
No, we kind of wanted to because we'd never met. And,
right.
You know, the whole. And then, but we probably would have been terribly distracted.
Yeah. So. I think it worked out well. You and Kit did a few commissions, which is really cool.
Yeah, there was one person in particular who was dressed like an engineer from Team Fortress 2.
Right, Bob the Builder, right. I remember.
And she is a Transformers fan to end all Transformers fans.
I think if she could actually have a body graph to actually transform, she would.
Yeah, I thought I was a Transformers fan. I'm nothing. I'm an Optimus Prime fan, that's it. But I'm a red-blooded American male, so naturally I'm an Optimus Prime.
But she kept coming back to the table. She'd go off and come back with more Transformers books and
she'd come back to just visit, and then she came back with money.
Yeah, and then with reference material, so you could draw exactly what she wanted you to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, because I've only ever drawn Optimus Prime. And this time I got to draw God Sideswipe. I don't remember who all. I got to draw several people. Transformers.
Robots, yeah.
Robots. And, yeah. You know who was there and I'm really upset that I didn't get to go talk to?
Who's that?
Robert Picardo. I didn't even know he was going to be at the con.
Oh. Yeah.
I wanted to go up and meet the doctor from Voyager.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
The thing is, my question would have been, so what was it like to make out with a gremlin chick from Gremlins 2?
you think he would have known what you were talking about?
I'm sure he would. It's Joe Dante. He's been in darn near everything Joe Dante's done. I would hope he'd know. I'm sure he's gotten the question.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, so did you do it? You know, I'm sure he's gotten that several times, but I am happy, and it's a bittersweet thing. I did get to meet Don Rosa.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And I made a fool out of myself.
Well, I'm sure that many people have made a fool over. Well, no, probably not. Probably just only you.
Probably just me.
Yeah.
Everyone else was able to, you know, stay sane and normal and human, and here I am, you know. I swear, if I get any more fanboy, I'd be in his bushes right now in Louisville, Kentucky.
Really?
Probably. I felt like such a doofus when I left. But he signed my book. He sold me a print. He did not call security on me, and for that I am thankful.
Well, that's cool, yeah, because it wasn't one of those deals that you didn't realize you didn't have to buy the print, but you did anyway. Is that kind of what the deal is?
No, I really wanted it. It's Scrooge old and Scrooge younger, and I was like, okay, I gotta have it.
That's cool.
So, how about you? What did you enjoy about the con?
What did I enjoy about the con?
Yes.
The usual, you know, just meeting up with the folks that I talk to online all the time but don't usually see, and meeting new people that do this thing called web comics that we enjoy reading and talking about so much. And this year was kind of cool because I had both my kids with me the entire weekend. Seeing the my boy, who was 8, he was Indiana Jones for the first 2 days. We went over to the Lego pit, watching him playing the Legos, seeing the robots, the stormtroopers, all that stuff. He loves that stuff, and that's
K-9.
Really cool. And Ailish was, you know, starting really coming to her own. She actually sold a couple things, did a couple commissions.
That was cool.
It was cool, and I feel kind of bad because she was gonna, and I should have just gotten her a half table to begin with. She was kind of buried in the middle of the night gig table. And the thing is, the stuff that she draws, the stuff that she does, and, you know, she's 13, and so the stuff she does appeals to the 13-year-old girls. And how many 13-year-old girls are walking around that damn place?
Lots, you know, of them.
Exactly. So she draws something kind of cutesy and put it up there, and a few minutes later, it'd be sold. But she didn't think ahead. She didn't plan ahead. She could have had like a whole card portfolio like you had or Scott had, and probably done a pretty good deal. And so next year we'll plan ahead with that, and she'll have her own little half table there.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was fun.
You know, there's one person I really want to bring up from the con, because you don't get to meet people like this very often in my universe.
Uh-huh.
I think we should bring up the Fro.
The Fro, of course.
The
you
Fro.
Gotta love the Fro.
The Fro. What can you say about a guy wearing a spandex superhero outfit with yellow, with a yellow visor and a big brown afro with an electric guitar?
One of a kind. He's unique.
Definitely.
I think unique is the word.
Unique is definitely...
Well, I mean, the thing is, he's a comic book creator who dresses up as his own character to promote his work. Very cool stuff. He's got a couple of issues out.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, because Sunday morning he came in, and he wasn't a Fro. He was just, you know, him.
Himself,
Whoa, the Fro coming today? He goes, no, I think I'm trying plan B today. But a few hours later, he was back in the costume. Because yeah, it just was the costume brings the people over, you know?
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing. The guy was cool. He liked my stuff. I actually like the art in his comic. It's a very interesting comic. It's very well done. He gave me a Fro.
So have you used the Fro?
Not yet. I'm going to wear the Fro. And I'm going to take a picture of myself as Fro Boy. And then the world will know. Oh, they will know.
Maybe you should be Pick Boy. Not in the Nickelodeon Pick Boy, but Pick Boy with a couple of hair picks.
Oh, I'm thinking, yeah, because it came with an afro pick.
Right. If you get it, but you should pick up another one, and you can use them like throwing stars or katanas or whatever the heck those things are.
Yeah, see, what I really want to find are the ones with the big black power fist for the handle.
Yeah.
Get a couple of those.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, MegaCon was good all the way around. I actually picked up a resin model of the Jane pistol to go with my Jane outfit.
Yes, you did.
And I've been sanding on that and whittling it down, trying to get it to look a little bit better before I prime it and paint it. So, I think I'm going to get Brian Gibson from Stupids. He's a master with the airbrush. And have him do the painting for me. I'll probably get it all glued together and primed up for him, but then I'll have him take care of the details to make it look the way it's supposed to look. But that's kind of a project, and I'm taking pictures along the way. I should start posting those on Night Gig so like people can see what I'm doing, just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a good con all overall, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Maybe we can get more people next time.
We'll see. You know, it's really tough to plan that far ahead for anything these days, you know, money-wise and whatnot. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, let's take a break here.
This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Your Celtic community is in need of leaders. You can get involved. You have the power to change the way we hear Celtic music. Make a change and listen to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
And we're back. All right, once again, from the mind of Brian Anderson, right to you. Check those comics out. I'm sure they're great. Yes, we're pre-recording this. I don't know what they were yet, but I'm sure they're wonderful.
All right,
One thing I want to mention, on Night Gig, I don't know if you caught it last Monday, and hopefully the Monday before, or this Monday coming up, our own Joe Mathis has started a new column for us, and it's called Crafty Geekery, which I think is kind of cool because it's also about, you know, geek crafts, but yet her last name used to be Craft. Get it? So Crafty Geekery by Joe. Anyway, she's actually, it's really cool. She's going to be doing a weekly or biweekly column, as the case may be, about geeky, crafty stuff. If you take a look at the article, you got to scroll back a page on the Night Gigs to get to it by now. But we've got people that do little crocheted figures of all the Star Wars characters, little dolls, whatever they're called. I don't even know what they're called anymore, because I don't know what they are, because I'm not that kind of geeky guy. We got people that try to reproduce the sweater that Wash wore in a couple of episodes of Firefly. We've got all kinds of other geeky stuff that she's going to be talking about. So I just want to give you guys a heads up to check it out on the Night Gig Studios blog. You're going to be seeing all kinds of stuff, not just webcomic-y stuff anymore. So, and I'm sure Joe will be scanning Etsy and Artfire and all those other crafty places to find these other geeky things that people are doing craft-wise and let you know about them as their Night Gigs. So,
yes.
Some cool stuff. And over on the GeekCast, on the GeekCast.com, the webcomic wire is still over there. I got to talk with Mike Moss about moving him over to Night Gig. But he's still posting his webcomic wire blogs, blog posts there, the webcomic wire, all kinds of stuff going on there. Like, for instance, he lets us know that, you know, the Webcomic Planet War 2010 is still going on. I want to check that over at Webcomic Planet. White Ninja has reached 1,000 strips, which is great. White Ninja's been around for a long time, and reaching 1,000 strips is nothing to sneeze about. Good job, man. Keep up the good work there. And of course, that is, let's see, who does White Ninja? Do you even know his name?
I don't remember.
I used to know. Artwork and design by S. Bevan and K. Earl. So there you go. So those guys doing White Ninja for the longest time, and there's a little video on their website now to celebrate the White Ninja's 1,000 strip. So check that out. He also wants to let you know about, he did Webcomic Spotlight about Out of the Blue, which looks like a pretty interesting little webcomic. Looks like a rabbit and maybe some kind of monkey thing. I really haven't had a chance to look at it, but it's a bi-weekly, kind of an interesting, very interesting little comic there. So I'm going to check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Also on the Night Gig, over on Scott posted about Canary on the catwalk. I guess they're hosting a contest to redesign the costumes of their characters, their project Rooftop. So if you head over to Night Gig Studios, take a look on the blog there. There's a link to the Project Rooftop website where they're doing a redesign contest for, I guess you're redesigning Black Canary. Black Canary, that's a the costume for Black Canary. Black Canary, she's a Marvel. She's a superhero, right? Black
Canary? Yeah, DC.
DC. See, I'm not that geek. I'm a geek, but not that kind of geek. So yeah, so basically they want you to redesign Black Canary's costume. So, and it's going to be a pretty quick contest. I believe it goes till, not sure, but check it out. If you want to get in on that, head on over to Project Rooftop, yeah, or just go to the Night Gig and you can get to the link from there. Let's see. I turned 42.
You are now the answer.
I am the answer, but the question is still a mystery.
Well, we don't need that darn question. It's probably just what, 6x7?
I'm sure, or something. Actually, mine's probably a little bit more simple, like what's 41 plus 1?
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit more simple. A little more simple, I think, just the way it goes.
Yeah, or how many Twinkies can you eat before you throw up? 42.
That's all?
Probably the question.
How many Twinkies?
It could be. Or grapes, maybe. I don't know. Your food 42 choice.
42 grapes is not a lot of grapes. Not a lot of grapes. If you're a small person, I suppose that could matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But hey, we did receive a couple of emails, or one or two at least. Once again, we've got Andy Childress from
Bubble World
Comics. He wants people to know that he'll be at Heroes and Dreams Comic Book Store in Flint, Mississippi for Free Comic Book Day on May 1st. And he said, and that's, I guess, real close to you, Kevin. He wants you to show up there.
Gonna be editing on the 27th, but Free Comic Book Day, I'll try to get down there.
Yeah, because at Heroes and Dreams on Saturday, March 27th, they're gonna be there all day. He's gonna be drawing and hanging out with other local cartoonists and artists. I don't know what that's for, but they're going to be there.
Promotion.
It was just promotion. You got to love promotion. Promotions are good. And don't forget, their April Fool's special is still happening over there at bubworldcomics.com, so check that out. And if you do go, Kev, tell Andy to thanks for being a listener and keep sending us stuff, and we'll keep telling people about what's going on.
Will do.
Jeez. What is this one here? We just received this an hour ago.
This just in.
It's about intervention. We've talked about intervention, and we've got to let people know more about intervention. It's a new, kind of a web comic-y, new media type, independent art, comic, music creators. Basically, it's a Night Gig convention, which is going on up in, as a D.C., somewhere in D.C.? Maryland, D.C., somewhere along those areas. It's September 10th to 12th at the Hilton, Washington, D.C. So it's in Washington, D.C. You can say hi to, thanks. You can thank the government for your free health care as you pay them all your money to get the free health care. And the GigCast is not affiliated with any political parties or leanings. Check it out there. Interventioncon.com is the website. So check that out. It seems like a really good place for people who listen to podcasts and read webcomics to go, because it's going to be focusing on stuff that you like to do. Unlike MegaCon or San Diego Comic-Con or New York Comic-Con, which are all taken over by big media and all the anime costumers and stuff like that, and major motion pictures and television and sci-fi creators. This is strictly going to be for people that are, webcomics, video, music, and you, pretty much. It's your online life. It's online media, online art, stuff that you like looking at. If you're listening to this, obviously you do. So go over to, plan your September around interventioncon.com. All right, and that is fresh off the emails there. That was good. Mm-hmm. So apparently somebody got our tweets, because it says waves to JT from Twitter at the top. I'm waving back on the podcast. That was sent in by Oni Hartstein. Is that like that?
Well, thank you, Oni.
Oney Hartstein. It's like the Jewish cowboy. What's that? remember that? What is that joke? No. There's because it's Oney Hartstein. It doesn't seem like it's a their real first name. You know, if your last name is Hartstein, is it going to be? I'm just saying.
I got you.
Okay, we'll leave it there. All right. You know what? We've got to wrap this up. This has been a good half hour of a gig cast, and it's getting late. So, Kev, thanks for being with us today.
Not a problem.
And I'd like to thank once again Brian Anderson for his TBA BBA Spotlight picks for the week. And, of course, Beatnik Turtle for the music and everything else that goes on here at the gig cast. And we'll check you out. Be sure to check us out next week, where we'll have a lot more to talk about. Maybe make it down to the lounge next week, because I know I'll need a beer by then, and there'll be some good music to listen to. So. All right, folks, until next week, this is JT for everybody here at Night Geek Studios and the GigCast, and, of course, from Kevin Heyman at SweatshopStudios.net, saying until next week, go out there and do your gig, man. Just do it. Do it, enjoy it, and post it online. All right, talk to you next week. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.
Oh, that's great.